JG 2.
Number 18B.
All right, so we see then that human attempt to calculate just, doesn't hold any water within the calculation that spirit is bringing out. As we see next at mind and love, it's structure blind, it's goal causality blind. It doesn't bring out what the calculus of God wants to bring out, what the calculus of God has in view as an idea in mind and in the plan of love. It just doesn't bring out any conclusion. That brings us then to mind and love. And saying, all right, then we see these columns and say, all right, what this numerals of infinity, soul and life, which are being calculated by spirit, bringing out new forms of truth, that those new forms always exist as structured patterns in mind, finding their perfectibility in the plan of love. They come out as a right place within the whole. So what being calculates finds its perfectibility within the whole fourth dimension of God. Whereas we see what the human brings forth are just wild combinatorics which are blind to the plan of love. What does this do for a divinely structured, a spiritually scientific understanding? Well, it shows then that that perfection, as we saw, operates according to a law, that this, what's being brought out is that this calculation has been happening according to the law of mind, which is bringing out the goal causality of love. It's not a miracle. And therefore that has its impact on the human in so far as we see here that through taking a holistic view, we find better and higher answers, answers which bring both an individual and collective blessing. What comes out, therefore, is the comprehensive view mind that finds its answers within the plan of love. If we let this principle of calculation happen in our life as soul and life, spirit and truth, mind and love, what is brought out, therefore, is that on the human, we see that we begin to have a spiritually scientific structure of consciousness that sees the outcome of such that it helps us take a comprehensive view, and then we see that what we find is is a new answer, which is the perfect answer within a situation, which is then a blessing. But if we don't let the principle God do the calculating, then all that happens is we calculate on, as we see, mortal beliefs of existence, and take those beliefs and we combine them wildly in wild combinations. Those combinations never bring out any form that ever finds its place in the plan of love. It's blind to the future. It's blind to the plan of love. It's just a bunch of blah blah. And most of the combinations that go on today is just blah blah. It's just wild combining of our life and what our life should do and what it should do and what we think others should do and how they should run their life. All this wild combining of calculation that we go on for ourselves and the plan of what we should do and what others should do, just as wild combinatorics, which is blind to the future. With the mortal human mind, we have no idea what the future is about. The things of God are foolishness to men, and the things of men are foolish to God. That's what's going on here. It's just, as I say, in the realm of blah blah. Talk, 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 talk. That's all a mortal mind does is talk. And it just a lot of hot air, isn't it? And what it calculates for ourselves and others on this realm just doesn't add up to anything. So then we see here that this whole calculation is going on from the standpoint that principle is operating principle. We get that omni-action of principle, and it begins to tie again up, as we'll see, to the level of science itself, where principle is being its own infinite principle. This is more or less the cornerstone of the model of being, where we see at the model of being, then it has that place value as this law that we're of the science order, has its place value of the cornerstone of the model of being, and therefore we see that that principle now is operating principle through the omni-action of principle, where Dorley saw we let the divine principle interpret the universe as the numerals of infinity, which are always restructuring themselves, bringing out new forms that already exist in mind in the plan of love. And that omni-action of principle hooks itself back to the science level, where it says, well, anyhow, all that's going on from infinity to infinity is just principle being its own infinite principle. So this cornerstone then shows, therefore, in scientific being, as I said, that you arrive at the conclusion, anyhow, that all is going on in being is the omni-action of principle. That brings to us then in the next column that principle operates only through science and system as a whole harmonious of being, and the science of system that principle operates through is principle itself operating itself as soul and life, spirit and truth, mind and love. That's the harmony of being going on, that impersonal science of harmony going on within a divinely scientific structured understanding. That is a harmonious science and consciousness that now at work in the economy and harmony of being. According to, as we saw, the law of mind in the perfectibility of love. And so that then comes to the human standpoint. If we go out and let that science operate, it brings to us, therefore, that holistic view in mind, which brings out that which is in the plan of love, and therefore we are furnished with this the impact of this scientific structured understanding in the human. We are given true holistic proof, which annihilates the belief that life is an enigma. Always to the mortal human mind, it never knows. It's what's it's all about, Alfie, huh? Always wondering what life's about, trying to get what life's about. It's always an enigma to the mortal human mind. It's always, of course, unscientific to blend wildly all these combinations in life, going out from mortal beliefs and combining them in order to try to attain some type of goal in life that never really knows whether it's the right goal in being or not. It just ends up with a bunch, as I said, hot air, which leaves life as an enigma based on unscientific thinking. So all one can be reduced down to fatalism, live, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, or a mysticism that just hopes that we can be sucked up into the undifferentiated whole sometime to experience bliss, or the absolutist who will say, I'll hear no evil, see no evil, and think no evil. Life is such a enigma anyhow, huh? It handles all those false sense, or the pragmatist on that says, well, I'll just be busy as a bee. I'll just think all day long, and in thinking, I'll somehow arrive at conclusion. It handles all the claims against the science level of fatalism, all the claims against divine science as mysticism, all the claims against absolute Christian science of absolutism, and all the claims against Christian science of being just a plain pragmatism in the fix-it shop of the human mind. It's terrific, isn't it? And that is therefore a wonderful law. Again, if we want to do flows at home, preparing for perhaps a class next year on flows that we can do together, we can just practice it. Practice flowing, therefore, from principle. That principle is being its own infinite principle as a divine principle love, which is just bringing out facts that already exist in truth and at the plan of love. And anyhow, the only operation ever going on in being is a structured scientific operation going on, where principle is just interpreting itself to the universe and mankind and to our consciousness, making the structure of reality and the structure of the one the same by our going out from letting principle calculate those numerals of infinity in the universe, in our life, according to the calculus of spirit, bringing out all the new forms in of our life, which are going to be ideas in mind and in the plan of love. Everything that we let principle bring out in our life is going to have goal causality in life and love in our life. It's going to be according to love, find its right place within the whole. That's what we want, everything to come out to have the right place within the whole for us. And therefore, we see that's what we're going to do. We're just going to let principle operate principle, which then will take us back to the science level and say, well, anyhow, it, from eternity to eternity, I'm just in the structure of reality, and the structure is consciousness is one. And in reality, that has taken me from the irrational through the rational into the irrational, where from when thought accepts this divine infinite calculus that the principle is operating, therefore one goes into the realm where thought accepts the divine infinite calculus. It sets us free to experience the infinite calculus of the law of self-reflection on the level of science itself, that 8,000-year period where we just therefore experience what it is when principle is being its own infinite principle in and of that, the infinitude of principle, which we see now is just an experience and an awareness in which really we pass from life into just being life, which is spiraling higher, higher from a boundless basis. There life begins, doesn't it? So we've gone through this adventure of the laws of the levels this year, really to prepare us for life, which is right here and now, isn't it? It's just different states and stages of consciousness. Well, I thank you for the opportunity to be here. I've really enjoyed it. I've looked forward to the subject, and I think we did it, didn't we? Thank you.